at Tanger Outlets. Find all the best brands, all on sale, every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off, plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Welcome home.
Kim, are you going to join us?
Get to getting, Heifer.
She's over there in her own world.
I've noticed that's what I call when I'm upset at a woman. Heifer? That's my go-to is Heifer.
Oh my gosh.
That's very nice.
Well, I only use it in dire circumstances, like when a woman gets in front of me at the store and then walks. Like, I treat the aisles at stores like I do when I'm driving. Like, I look both ways before I pull out, and if someone's coming quickly and I don't want to, you know, have to walk fast, I'll wait till that, you know, like I'm driving. I hate when people just like are unaware that other people are in the world and just get out in front and then go at a glacial speed. Or just every once in a while, come out.
Working Heifer.
Right.
I did it last time. It was around Christmas. This lady like just pulled out right in front of me and started like, you know, the walking where it's so slow, they're going side to side instead of forward. And I'm just like, there was no getting around her either. I'm just like, you freaking Heifer. She like looked around.
That's not very nice.
But they don't, if I was a straight man, I know she would have said something. But she looked around, looked up, and saw my big gay ass and was like, I ain't going to do no. I'm Heifer. I'm Heifer.
I'm a Heifer. That's my middle name.
Heifer.
So because I took this director position, I've been meeting a lot of people in the town. And one of the people that I had never met before owns one of the metal businesses in town. Mm. And in the email exchanges I had with him, we were setting up a time that I could meet him, you know, do whatever. And he's like, oh, hey, by the way, on Saturday, which was 2 weeks ago, on Saturday, myself and a lot of the employees are going to go out to the lake. It's called Beaver Dam Lake. It's like 20 minutes north of here.
Sounds queer.
It does. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and we're going to do this little ice thing.
A polar bear plunge?
No. Ugh. No, it wasn't a polar bear plunge. But he tried to describe it over an email.
I don't do outdoor winter activities.
So I was like, oh, you know, I don't have any plans on Saturday. I'll go ahead and just go see what it's about. And my plan was like, just drive. And if it doesn't look like something I'm interested in, just keep driving.
It's not like you can be very incognito.
Well,
in what
I didn't
you
think about that, you know, in a Cybertruck. However, the lake is really small. So I get out there and there was clearly there was no way that I could drive away without anyone noticing that I showed up and just left.
Right.
So I had to park and I got out.
See, that's where it bites you in the ass.
Well, let me set this whole scene up for you. There is a frozen lake with like 8 inches of frozen ice on it.
Still ain't getting on it. Ice is slick.
I know. Hold on a minute. So in the center of the lake, they have probably like, I don't know how big, but it was a big circle. So they used saws and like string and made a perfect circle. And then after they cut out,
spin?
Yeah, they put this old motor like from a little boat.
I've seen that in other states.
Sure. And that's what it was. So there is this spinning ice that is rather large, and there's a lot of people on it. And I thought, what have I gotten myself into, Shane? Gosh, dang it. And I'm just wearing like snow boots.
You're
You need to start texting me.
I'm telling you, like, SOS. Because
I come up with an excuse. I mean, for me, it would have been easy. Sorry, gay, can't. You want me, a gay man, to go out in the middle of the woods by a lake with a bunch of straight factory metal workers?
And that's what it was.
That's men. How you get thrown into a lake.
Right. So I was like, well, you know, I'm just going to just swallow my scaredness. So anyway, I get out there and I hope that my listeners are still listening. Anyway, so I get out to this lake, to the little spot. And what I didn't realize when I looked at it from above is that when you're standing on ice and then you approach ice that is spinning,
it's slick.
I thought,
on the
how
slick.
Am I going to get on it?
On like, my I'm all gonna fours.
Fall. And then I was afraid that, like, if I fall, it's going to tilt the huge thing of ice and I'm going to fall underneath. You know, like, I'm terrified at this point. This
is, I mean, shit like that happens.
Yes, I know. And I thought, just turn around, Shane. Just turn around. And at that exact moment, the owner, who I had spoken to over email that I've never met before, came up on the spinning ice and, like, was like, hey, come on in. And I was
like, as he's spinning away from you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, okay. So I like jump on and it was, oh my gosh, I like slid. It was so scary. But then I was on it and I'm like, okay, this is fine.
Is this what you were going to, I was talking about.
I was like,
people walking on frozen lakes and how stupid it is.
Yeah. So if it couldn't get any more like straight men redneck, you know, in the center.
They start playing Kid Rock.
No. I'm
surprised.
In the middle of the spinning ice, there is a barrel that is on fire. Like they are burning
on
stuff
ice?
In the barrel. Yeah. Know. But every once in a while, the barrel starts burning through the ice. Like they have it on some wood, but the heat will start melting the ice. So they have to move it because it will fall through. So there's like three spots that you can't walk on because you'll fall through. And if that can't get any more redneck male thing, they're all drinking beer.
Oh, of course.
My God. That's expected.
I was like, this not is Bud too Light. Funny. I don't know what type of beer
that's
I'm drinking.
That's a death waiting to happen is what that is.
Oh, you just wait.
This is why women live longer, Kim.
Right.
That's true.
So we're out here on the big spinning circle ice drinking beer around a fire. And there is this loud poof, noise
they're
underneath us.
They're shooting guns?
No. That would be good, though. The ice cracks every once in a while.
I would have already been in the car. Mm. Why are y'all coming?
I would have pissed my pants is what I would have.
Melted the ice.
Like I feel like my heart skipped a few beats because you feel it. Like you feel like this.
It's like a little earthquake.
Yeah. And they were not phased at all. And
I was
like, guys, what was that? And they're like, oh, it's just the ice cracking. It's fine. It's thick. It will be fine. And I was like, well, we will be fine until we're not fine, you know? So after a few cracks, I was ready to go. But then...
Oh, there's more than one?
Yeah. Oh, no, it does it like every 10 or 15 minutes. And it's
well, you'll have a good day. See, this is where I'd be like, oh, I do have other plans.
Now, see, I would have left sooner. The issue is I learned that it is more difficult to be on spinning ice and then try to get off of it onto non-spinning ice.
Right.
So I stood on the edge for too long trying to get
just keep going round
the gonads
and
round. To yeah, because I mean it's because when so many people are getting on and off of it, it like rubs the ice so that it's really slick.
Right.
No. And I had just boots on. Like there's no additional like I saw some of them have like these little things on the tip.
The ice boot things. Yeah.
And I thought that would have been wonderful.
I almost bought a pair just for we're living in Indiana in the winter.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to have a pair.
They just, you know, strap onto the bottom of whatever shoes you're wearing and their little ice thing. You know, they stab into the ice so you don't fall. You need something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You need a pair. Right. Knee pads.
No shit. After my fall a couple weeks ago. God.
But I did stand there for a little while, and I thought, I don't know that I'm ever going to be able to get off of this.
See,
I was so terrified.
This is where you can tell we take after our grandmother. Because Shane and I were raised in this. We were raised by redneck, white trash, hillbilly, mm-hmm. hetero, gun toting,
no washing hands,
God loving, animal killing, like hunting, mm-hmm. not for, you know, entertainment, yeah. but like, you know, they on New Year's Eve, 4th of July, they're going out shooting guns into the air type of mm-hmm. family. So, like, we are from this, and both of us from a young age looked at them and said, no, thank you. I'm going to go watch the Golden Girls and not do this foolishness. That's stupid. Even in high school or all throughout school, we generated towards female friends.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we would have one or two male friends, but we were always so much more mature emotionally and physically than the other boys were.
Like, well, women are smarter.
They're stupid.
Of course,
and they
wash
their hands.
You know, I remember like kindergarten looking at, you know, ooh, who do I want to make friends with? The boys are over there picking their burgers uh-huh. and eating it, and the girls are brushing their hair and playing
or touching
with dolls.
Their pee pee.
And I'm like, I've got dolls. Let's be friends, girls. I'm going to be the boss, though. And I was.
I can see that coming from you.
That is too good. You're
I was ridiculous. Never bullied because I think I was a little bit of a bully. Not like mean, just bossy. Didn't take no
not
shit off.
Mean, just bossy.
I don't think I told you guys the story about how I fell on the last episode when I mentioned it. I went to go pick up my mom. We usually have a
yes,
a
she's cookie. Still alive.
Yeah,
I'm we shocked have a, every time she I says know. That.
I'm not that old.
No, just I think I've met her once. Just I don't associate you with like
mm-hmm. having a mother.
And you don't speak of her too often, so then when you do, I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, she got her mom.
You're still alive.
Yeah. So we usually have like this cookie party thing. Everybody will make cookies.
Girl, you got diabetes.
I wasn't right. eating them.
Sure can. Want a chocolate?
I had one. No.
It and went from not eating them to
I think I had one.
Half a dozen, okay.
Maybe two. Okay, that's it. I'm not going any further than two.
Yeah, yeah, like any good addict. Mm-hmm.
But we usually do it right before Christmas. Well, somebody ended up sick right before Christmas, and so we weren't able to have it.
No one wants those cookies.
So we did it right after the new year, and I'm like, okay, I got to go pick up my mom, because since she had a torn retina in her eye, so she's not really been able to drive as much. So anytime we go somewhere, I'll go pick her up. So I went to go pick up my mom. I stopped in her driveway. It had been snowing just barely to cover just a little thin layer of snow, right? So I pull in her driveway and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go, you know, help her get her stuff into the car. I stopped on the only patch of ice in the whole damn driveway. I opened my door and just as soon as my second foot landed, I was on the ground.
Ooh.
And I landed on my right elbow. And I can't remember if I landed on my knee too, but my elbow is what took the brunt of it. And
you got to learn how to fall.
Right.
And I didn't think I was going to get back up. Well, my mom, she comes around the corner and she's like, what are you doing down there? Don't come over here. There's ice. And she's like, you fell. And I'm like, yes. So it took me forever to get up. And then, so I finally did get up and I thought, oh man, I think I really hurt something, you know. And the next day, I've really felt it. So I ended up having my elbow looked at to make sure that it wasn't broken.
My elbow feel funny.
Mom said that it was so funny that she walked out of she knew I'd pulled in and she knew I'd gotten out because she heard the car door, you know. And she looked up and she thinks, well, where did she go? And then she turns to the corner and sees me laying on the ground.
That happened just the other day when it snowed the last time. It just barely snowed. Just, you know, everything had been cleared from the previous snow, and it was just a little bit. It was a little slick, and our mom was coming out of one of her doctors or something, and it had snowed quickly, so they, you know, they didn't have time to shovel or anything, and it had blocked, like, a bump on the sidewalk, and there was a big tree, you know, in my way. So I saw her coming out, and then, but once she was behind the tree, I couldn't see her. I'm like, it's taken her an awful long time to get to, like, it's not very far a walk. And she had, she got back in the car. She had like a hole in her leggings.
Oh, yeah. I was wet from, because I already am laying on the ground, right. You know, because of the snow and the ice underneath it. But yeah, it was the only patch of ice. Oof. But it had just snowed enough that all you could see was the snow. You couldn't see the ice underneath it.
Well, no one would help her. I mean, I wasn't aware that it was occurring, but right. There was a lady at the doctor, like, she had the door open, like, watching her, but didn't come out to, like, offer to help her,
yeah, that is
you
weird.
Know, stand back mm-hmm. up. And there was an old lady, she fell in front of an older woman.
Right.
Like, probably 60s, but, I mean, she was an older woman in her 60s. Mm-hmm. What's she going to do?
Right.
Right.
I didn't know that I was going to be able to get up. Because the only thing that I had to be able to get a hold of to help pull myself up was this fence that they have that blocks where their trash cans are, so their trash cans isn't in the way, you know. And I really, what I needed to do was open the door of the car and get back up that way. But I knew if I tried to get back up that way, I'd just end up falling again.
Right.
But I couldn't crawl to any other part of the car because my knees are so bad. So I thought for sure I was
I always done do it. I didn't think I was going to make it up. Before, like, if I think it's icy, I'll put my foot out and kind of slide it around. Mm-hmm. And if it, you know,
it had been so warm, though.
Ice.
Yeah, it had been so warm, though, that most of the ice was gone pretty much everywhere. And I never even thought that there would still be one little patch of ice.
Right.
Sure.
I've fallen once, and I felt like my feet just came out from under me, and I landed on my top of my back, and it knocked the breath out of me.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know was possible.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you try to breathe in, and you're like, oh, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, that was terrifying. And then our dad fell and hurt his leg bad. Mm-hmm. And he even went to the hospital, and they told him, you know, it's fine, go home. Come to find out it was broken, and he had ended up, you know, walking on it for several days till he went back because he's like, this is really starting to hurt. I'm like,
well,
what's
no
his
kidding.
Pain tolerance? Good God.
I mean, I wasn't going to go get checked out. And the girls at work, they're like, you really need to go have it checked.
Better safe than sorry.
I mean, it was.
At your age.
Probably 4 days after it happened. It was probably 4 days after it happened before I finally. Actually, it was almost a week. I did it on a Sunday, and then I went to have it checked at a Doc in a Box on Saturday.
First thing they teach you when you go to a nursing home is how to fall. I thought they were, like, kidding when they're like, oh, you just have to learn how to fall. And I'm like, don't be preposterous. No one, you know, how do you learn how to do something that's, mm-hmm. you know, always a surprise?
Right.
You just kind of melt mm-hmm. into the floor. Don't tense up.
No. So, Josh, before you get into your mystery today, I wanted to give you guys a couple of Barbara's Flapdoodle Fest words.
Oh, yeah. I have a little
okay, good.
Thing, too.
Okay. So the first word is quotha.
Quotha?
Quotha.
Quotha de Dunnan?
Quotha.
Quotha de Dunnan?
Quotha de Dunnan.
I feel like that's a word.
I don't. I feel like that's a word. I feel like y'all making shit up.
I feel like that means something.
Okay. So this is a remark that expresses disdain.
Quotha?
Quotha. Akin to saying indeed or truly, but with a sarcastic tone. It was widely used in the 17th and 18th centuries in both literary and conversational texts. It meant to serve as a subtle verbal flourish. But by the 19th century, it had become notably archaic. Oh. So it was reserved for when you were trying to intimidate old-fashioned speech.
See, that's what I love. Language used to be an art form. They used to add words just for flourish. And now guys are saying, yo, sup, vibes. I hate it.
Now, the next word is probably one of my more fun words that I've used. Lick spittle.
Sounds fun.
Lick spittle.
Lickety split.
Lick spittle. So it's a person who flatters others insincerely in order to gain favor or to have personal gain.
I feel attacked.
Right. So this was an early modern English term that vividly depicted this type of behavior of being eager to please the powerful.
Oh, yeah.
It was once really popular, but it gradually fell out of favor as language and cultural attitudes shifted.
That's why it's so easy to make friends with women as a gay man, because I can make a friend with a woman. My go-to is usually, if I'm interested in being friends with her, I'll go up and compliment her. But usually sincerely, I won't like just pull something out of my ass. I'll be like, you know, oh, your hair is beautiful. That outfit, girl. Yes, right. Her nails. Oh, God. I code switch real fast.
So, Josh, before you give us your extra little bit thing that you mentioned.
It's not long. It's just some crazy news.
Okay. So I wanted to tell you that one of my annoyances this week.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
It is my body. Because sometimes I am, you know, perfectly fine, working, doing everything I need to do. And then all of a sudden, I am hungry to the point where I may pass out.
Yeah.
Like, it's just crazy how there's this big shift. Like, yeah.
Feed me.
And like, I can't tell if it's that I start focusing on other things and I've not been paying attention.
That's usually probably what I do, where I'll hyper-focus on everything else I'm doing. Yeah. And then by the time I stop, then I'm like, oh my God, I might re-pee my pants. Oh,
I gotta eat.
Yeah.
Why is my mouth so dry? I need some water.
Yeah. I've had a couple moments like that where, you know, in this new position, I've been doing a lot of meetings and meeting people. And I'll go from one meeting to the next. And then all of a sudden, it's 3 o'clock. And I'm like, I have not eaten today. I may pass out in front of these people that I'm just now meeting.
I always have granola bars in my car.
Yeah, I try to.
Like, because, you know, sometimes I'm like, I don't want to stop and get a burger somewhere. Yeah. Like, I just want something, you know, to fill me up.
Granola bars. And it makes sense, Josh, because I feel like one thing that I've learned about you over the years is that you always have to have something in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. A snack, a man.
Something. It makes no difference. Isn't that the same thing? Huh. A snack, a man.
I have an annoyance.
Type of man
also.
I like what is a whole meal.
What's your annoyance, Kim?
My annoyance is those pains that you get in your body that just randomly show up at any time.
Oh, yeah. Like the other day when it was raining.
I was standing at the copy machine at work the other day, and I just was standing there, and I had a pain shoot right up my back, and I'm like,
what the
hell? Where did that come from?
Right.
Probably how you were standing.
I have no
idea. I take them as signs. Like, if I'm standing and I'll get like a pain like that, I'll be like, oh, I need to, like, you know, it's like my body's telling me, like, oh, don't move. Stand like that, bitch. Yeah.
Right, right.
That hurts.
It drives me crazy. Just be off doing something, all of a sudden, oh, dang, where'd that come from?
Brings her to her knees.
Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. Well, my...
Tell us some news.
The craziest news. Did you guys hear about the lady who sent Brad Pitt over $800,000?
I wish I had a stalker like that.
I think I have.
It goes on. It was not Brad Pitt. You know, of course, it was not Brad Pitt. But she was scammed by someone using AI-edited photos of Brad Pitt in the hospital, saying that he had lost all of his money in his divorce with Angelina. And he was, you know, laid up in the hospital with a broken body and just wanted someone to love. And she ended up sending him over $800,000.
How old was this lady?
I think she was in her like 40s to 50s.
What?
And she was married to a millionaire. Like, she was married and left her millionaire husband to
for AI bro.
Go date this Brad Pitt. And then that's when she found out that it was not.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
In fact, Brad Pitt.
That is
she had
awful.
Given a stranger.
But you know, the worst part about that is when scammers like that get that much money, they can just use it to better their scam.
Oh, yeah.
And just scam more people.
You know, I'm really beginning to think that these scammers that try to call you all the time, I really don't think that they're after your money. I think that they want to drive you insane.
Maybe.
Because one day, within a 24-hour period, I had 27 phone calls.
Jesus. Big Pharma.
27.
Trying to get and you to get depression meds.
Some of them were like minutes apart. 2 minutes apart, 3 minutes apart. I sit at work all day because, of course, I have my phone on vibrate, you know, it going like this with my watch.
Or her putting the phone in her pocket.
Because it keeps going off.
27.
That's why she's not on the no-call list.
I am so sick of it. I wish there was some way of getting rid of them.
Well, this is going to sound like an ad, but... I found like this call blocker thing, and it can like detect when you're receiving
a
spam call.
Do you have to pay
call.
For it though?
I do, but I think there's a free version.
My phone just does it automatically.
Yeah, some services will let you. Well, you probably have the feature on that if you don't have them registered in your phone, it will decline the call.
Yeah, it just
or
goes,
send it to voicemail.
Or if it does, it'll say scam likely or spam.
So on there is a setting that I can put that says if they're not a contact that to put,
yes.
put them through to voicemail.
Yeah.
You're going to show me how to do that because right. I swear to God, it's going to drive me nuts.
Yeah, it's nice. The only thing that you may find a problem is like if you're expecting someone to call you,
that you don't have the number. It'll let you know that you have a voicemail.
I mean, as long as it lets me have a, yeah, as long as it lets me have a voicemail and I can call them back, that's all
I
like.
It makes me feel like the 90s. Leave a message and I'll go back to you when available.
At my
convenience. At my convenience.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if I keep going the way it is.
I have it turned on. I'll just call him back. And if it's like my doctor's office, then I just add that to my contacts. That way.
Show me how to do that when we get done.
I will.
Yeah. I mean, and even if sometimes if it is like a scam, it'll send it to you have like a spam voicemail folder as well. Right.
I know used to I had some kind of an app that would do that. But I think at some point they started wanting you to buy the service.
Yeah, you had to pay for it.
And then I ended up deleting it.
They,
But of course, everything, it didn't get this bad until, what, the last year maybe? And there now it's just an everyday
thing. Well, if you have a phone, hand it over and I'll do it.
Just don't look at the don't swipe left. Don't
I don't
swipe
know if
right.
I want to do that or not because God knows what he'll put
check
on my
your Facebook.
Facebook.
He'll probably change the picture.
Yeah, no, he's going to do something, I'm sure he will.
I don't do things if you know that I'm going to do
he
it.
He is an innocent little baby child. Baby child.
Innocent. All right. Let us know your mystery, Josh.
Well, my mystery today takes us back to Appalachia, a region known for its rich folklore and natural beauty, particularly the Blue Ridge Mountains. Mm. It is about a group of cryptids that sound kind of cute, although I'm sure they weren't nearly as caked up as Moth Daddy. That's what I call Mothman now. That ass.
That ass.
They are known as the Moon-Eyed People, and according to legend, they lived in the Blue Ridge Mountains when the Cherokee first settled there, connecting them to their history. According to historical records, the Cherokee people settled in the Blue Ridge Mountains at least 11,000 years ago. And when they arrived, they noticed ancient stone structures and eventually saw the ones believed to have built them. The Moon-Eyed People were short in stature, with pale white flesh and white hair. They emerged only at night and lived beneath the ground in a vast system of caves, and as their name suggests, they all had large, light blue eyes. Legend of the Moon Eyes has been passed down through Cherokee oral tradition, and by all accounts, they were a peaceful and non-threatening presence. They didn't really attempt to interact with the Cherokee, and the Cherokee barely saw them. Usually when the Moon Eyes would come out on hunting trips during the full moon, when they were most active above the ground. There were boundaries that the Moon Eyes couldn't cross, such as a large river that ran through the mountains. The Cherokee believed that there was a giant red eel that would consume any of the little Moonies who attempted to cross.
Moonies. I like that name.
Well, I got tired of saying moon-eyed people. I'm like, what can I call them?
Right.
The Moonies. As time passed, the Moonies were seen less and less by the Cherokee, who believed that since they couldn't leave because of the red eel, that they had just dug deeper underground and only came to the surface when absolutely necessary. The first publications about the Moonies came out in the 1700s, and that's when the theories began, too. Some believe they had albinism and were a dwarf tribe of natives and possibly one of the oldest native tribes. Others suggested that they were descendants of Vikings, known to have come here long before Diablo Columbus, and that they became short and pale due to generations of inbreeding.
Ooh. Gross.
The Moonies were a part of Cherokee tradition, and they were seen until the forced removal and attempted genocide of the Cherokee during the Trail of Tears. Which, I mean, if I was a little short, tiny little creature, and I saw my neighbors get, you know, murdered and abused by giant white people, I probably wouldn't come out either.
Right.
There is a historical marker in Fort Mountain State Park in Chatsworth, Georgia, that suggests that the Moonies built a ruined stone wall and several other ruins in the area. In addition to legends of moon-eyed people of the Western Appalachian region, there are legends of Moon Eyes that relate to other areas or cultures besides just the Cherokee. There is a mention of them from the Cherokee Legends of Ohio, and author Barbara Alice Mann, who identifies herself as Ohio Bear Clan Seneca, suggests that a moon-eyed people of Cherokee tradition were Adena culture people from Ohio who merged with the Cherokees around 200 BCE. The Appalachian Mountains are some of the oldest on Earth, and they were once part of a more extensive mountain range that eventually broke apart due to tectonic plate movement. Not only can the Appalachian Mountains be found here in America, but they're also in the highlands, the Scandinavian Mountains, the Atlas Mountains in Africa, and the Watkins Range in Greenland, which I think is really cool. That means we can go to the highlands in Scotland, and it's literally the same mountains as when we're in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
That is cool.
Separated. And, you know, there's differences between, they have different weather, so they've eroded differently, or, you know, some more, some less. But who is to say that the moon-eyed people aren't an ancient tribe of humans who existed long before the Appalachian Mountains separated? The mystery is, were they real? And could they be one of the cryptids who call these mountains and their vast system of underground caves and tunnels home to this day? Mm. Dun, dun, dun. At least that one isn't a scary cryptid. That's why I was like, oh, they sound cute. I wouldn't mind. There was where we used to have our family reunions, Mound State Park in Anderson, Indiana. There is a giant ceremonial and burial mound from the Native Americans. And there's legend in that forest of a short dwarf native tribe. And it's said that you can see their spirits still sometimes. And then even not far from here, there's that dwarf native tribe lived
Miami.
Just right outside of town.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, who knew? We had little hobbits.
Right.
Little hobbits. Oh.
That's the way I feel when I'm standing next to you two.
That's what she would have to stand up when we were taking pictures, and Shane and I would have to sit on a stool.
And they were still taller than me.
Bless her short little tiny heart.
Bless it. Not my fault.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. And time for touch some grass.
Yes. Ooh.
Of course, when I start getting nasal.
Snuffy.
In today's climate of forcing females to bear and birth babies, one would think that adoption would be included in that usually religion-based reasoning behind forced pregnancy. But as we all know too well, most of these people only care about the unborn and not the ones who are already here and need loving families. And I found this story on Reddit under the Am I the Asshole forum, which is my favorite one. It was submitted by an 18-year-old man. I put boy because in my head I'm like, that's a baby. It was submitted by an 18-year-old man who said that his mother began dating his dad when he was 2 and that he was born from her previous relationship. He goes on to say that he never knew his biological father, who was in and out of jail and died when he was only 3. Well, after 3 years of his mom dating his new dad, his dad legally adopted him and had always treated him as a son.
That's nice.
And then 4 years later, his parents had another child, completing their happy family. He goes on to say that he is 18 and his younger brother is now 11. Well, one day, his dad's parents were over and talking to his mother about how they decided to start a college fund for his little brother so he would never have to worry about paying for college. His mom then rightfully asked them why they didn't start a college fund for their oldest grandson, who they had known 16 years at that point. He was 18 now. And they replied that he wasn't their real grandson and accused his mom of expecting too much. He said that what they told him crushed him. And up until that point, he had thought of them as just his real grandparents. I mean, and had for 16 years. After pressure from his dad for a few weeks, they eventually apologized, though they didn't seem to understand why he was so hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But the poster said that he didn't forgive them and he'd been keeping them at a distance ever since. Up to the degree of asking them not to attend his high school graduation when they were trying to talk to him about it.
Ooh.
He told them that, I don't want you there since I'm not your real grandson. You can tell how much it hurt what right. they said, even though they apologized. He goes on to say that he felt like a complete fool and is embarrassed to think that they had been his grandparents his whole life, only to find out that they didn't think of him as their grandson and that he loved them more than they ever did him. And to those grandparents, get your old ass outside and touch some grass, you horrendous people.
Here you go, Kim.
As someone who views my chihuahua as my literal child, how could you not see a boy that you had in your life as your grandson for 16 years as your flesh and blood? I mean, I don't plan on having kids, but I know if for some reason I ever changed my mind, as soon as I saw a picture of who was going to be my child, that's my child.
Right.
There's never a, we're not, no, that's my child.
He wasn't going to do anything to my Facebook, right?
What did he do?
Your post uploading is completed.
I knew it took him a minute. Took a little too long. And shame on you grandparents who did this to that young boy. And to the young man who posted, you get to bless your heart. I am sorry that you had to hear that. And no, you are not the asshole. And a little advice from a 34-year-old who has been through some things. The choice is yours whether you want them in your life or not. That's one of the perks of being an adult. You can make that choice. Yeah, that was my...
That's good.
Kind of had a touch grass and bless your heart.
Right.
I just...
That was good.
I came across that and I'm like, what horrible monsters. Like, just poor fella. I'm just could you imagine our grandma being like, oh, I don't see you as my... What'd you do to that poor woman?
We'll get into it on Unmasked.
Lord have mercy.
You go ahead, Josh. We're focused on you.
I'll do my radio announcer.
Okay.
Follow us on Patreon for bonus episodes of Unmasked and insights into our personal lives. You'll gain access to direct messaging, cooking videos, and occasional Patreon exclusive live events featuring games, mysteries, and prizes. That's where we will be making Kim into a woman too with drag. You can find us under the username at It's Mystery Inc. And don't miss out on our website at itsmysteryinc.com. Explore a diverse range of episodes and merchandise, from stunning Amazonite necklaces to Mystery Inc. logo, shirts and cups, and Kim's big old BBDs.
My big old BBDs.
And please send us a postcard or a picture of a hot dad to P.O. Box 690 Wabash, Indiana 46992. And that's all I have.
There we go. All right, guys, we will see you on Unmasked.
Talk at you later.
Bye. Bye.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.